Would you pray with me, please? Loving God, you give the word to teach us, to encourage us, to allow us to know you more. May the words we have heard and those read and spoken today change us from the inside out. Let us not be only hearers of the word, but doers also. Clear our minds of distraction as we prepare to hear your message from you. And we thank you for giving us a message of hope and truth and life. Let us not keep it to ourselves, but help us go from this place eager to share it with others. In Jesus' holy name, amen. A small town sheriff was frustrated on a Sunday afternoon when he got a phone call from the station that interrupted his dinner. A report had a group of young boys throwing water balloons at strangers walking along the street. Reluctantly, the sheriff changed into his uniform and went out to find the hooligans. And just as the report noted, a group of young boys were indeed standing on a street corner with a bucket of filled balloons, water balloons, and they were striking anyone within distance. And as he approached the car, he expected to hear the boys laughing and hollering, but they were kind of silent. And then he inched his way forward, and he recognized that the boys were from his local church. And he dreaded the phone calls he was going to have to make to all of their parents. But he knew, of course, that that behavior had to stop. The boys were smart enough not to throw a balloon at the sheriff, but he was what do you think you're doing? He yelled to the boys. And in unison and solemnity, they replied, we're working for the Lord. He was mystified by their response. After all, how could throwing water balloons at strangers be equated with the Almighty? So the sheriff sat in his car with one eyebrow raised and motioned for them to explain. And Peter stepped forward and said, didn't you hear the preacher this morning, Sheriff? He told us to go out baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we've got holy water balloons. And we've done already made 45 Christians. I'm not sure that every recipient of the boy's baptism would agree with the opening line from today's lesson in James. Everything good in our lives, every generous act of giving, every perfect gift, every blessing, every compliment is from above. Throughout our days, the Lord nurtures, guides, and provides all that we need. More often than not, God uses people around us to do so, but nevertheless, it is God who supplies the goodness in us. James knew how to notice those small things, because the small acts of life are the nuts and bolts of existence. It is the little things, the small actions, the tiny compliments that hold together the fabric of our lives and give us the power to build and to shape community. What we say and how we act are more important than we can possibly imagine. James continues, the Lord has given us new life by the word of truth and the power of Scripture so that we would become a kind of first fruits. We have the great blessings of God's presence We have the great blessing of Scripture. We know Jesus Christ. We have the responsibility to let those blessings bear fruit in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Please understand this, children of God. Scripture asks us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because our anger does not produce God's. How many times have we jumped to a conclusion or said something without thinking it through and immediately regretted it? How valuable is James' advice? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Have you noticed today that our contemporary conversations are very fast-paced? Few seem to be afraid. Rather than actually listening to others, or at least giving them a chance to speak, we fill up every ditch between our words out of fear that someone else is going to jump in with something else to say. Imagine how much our relationships would change if we only heeded James' words in our conversations. Can you picture how different our identities would be if we were quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger? What if, instead of relying on our own words at all times and places, with patience, we took the timber, the great word of God in Jesus Christ, and put all our trust in him? Instead of believing that we are alone in the world and in our situations, perhaps we would come to see that God is indeed with us, that God has carried God's people through these kind of things before and will again. But it's not the words we use and speak. As Christians, we're invited to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. I know I'm moving into meddling here, and I do not want a show of hands. Have you ever departed from church on a Sunday morning after hearing a particularly convicting message, only to believe that it had nothing to do? Have you ever picked up the Bible and started reading only to think about the other people that need to hear what you are reading? If we are hearers of the word and not doers, then we are like those who look at a mirror and as soon as we walk away, immediately forget who we are. Our identities are rooted in what we read, in the waters of our baptism, and what we do with the saving grace of Christ. But too often, we leave a church service or we put down the Bible and we immediately forget who we are and to whom we belong. If church is supposed to accomplish anything on a regular basis, it is to act like a giant mirror so that we catch a glimpse of who God is calling us to be, and then hopefully to never forget what we have seen. That's part of the reason that we have a team working so hard on our church's mission study. Not only do we need to tell a prospective pastor who we are and what God is calling us as a church to, but we also need to remind ourselves so that we can get busy doing that to which we are called. Here's an inspiring story. It was New Year's Eve, 1999, and Javier was afraid. For months, people had speculated about the end of the world coming with the year 2000. There were strange and warped biblical prophecies, and computer technology workers warned that the date change might cause blackouts across the country and perhaps the world. For weeks, people prepared for the worst, and the rhetoric about the end times increased. So Javier found himself getting ready to attend a worship service with his friends and family on the eve of this new millennium, and he was afraid. The service itself was fine. It proclaimed the word of God's faithfulness in spite of warnings about the new millennium. Yet Javier could not rid himself of the fear that was shaking himself to the core. Before the decidedly non-Presbyterian service came to a close, Javier stood up, walked to the front, and asked to be baptized. He did not know what the new year would bring. He didn't know what would happen to the world. But he figured that a little water on his head couldn't hurt. Except that simple affirmation that God was bigger than himself, that humble moment of reverence to God's power to save, was enough to change Javier's life forever. The year 2000 did not bring about the end, as you well know, but it did bring about Javier's new identity in Jesus Christ. From that night forward, he saw himself as a disciple and has to that relationship ever since. My own baptism took place when I was 6 weeks old. Other than some strange, blurry photographs of my mother and father standing in the front of the church, no idea what it was like or even what happened. But it has shaped my identity. The people who were present in worship that day many years ago took seriously the commitment to raise me in faith and helped me hold on to my identity in Jesus. At 16, after my grandfather's funeral, while I stood in the narthex shaking the hands of stranger after stranger, a much older woman came up to me with a very worn Bible in her hands. And without saying much, she turned to the inside back cover and showed me my name and the date of my baptism. For decades, she had written down the name and date of every person baptized presence and made a point to pray for every single one of them every single day. Without me knowing a thing about it, her prayers shaped me into who I am. When we look in a mirror and remember who we are when we walk away, those who are doers of the word for their actions. Our religion is pure when we, like the disciples from long ago, actually live into the word of God and start caring about the people in our midst, both inside the church and out. Our religion is pure when we clasp hands together, when we pray for the world and then do what God is calling us to do as a result. Our religion is pure when we remember our baptisms and are thankful. Perhaps we've forgotten who we are and to whom we belong. Instead of seeing disciples of Jesus Christ in the mirror, we only see fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. Instead of holding on to the image of loving God, instead of holding on the image of a loving God, you give us your word to teach us, to encourage us, to allow us to know God more. May the words that we hear, that is not the right page. There it is. Sorry. Okay, so we go back. Perhaps we have forgotten who we are and to whom we belong. And instead of seeing disciples of Jesus Christ in the mirror, we see fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. And instead of holding on to the image of God in our hearts, we turn away from the mirror of church. And we immediately forget what God is speaking into our lives. So do you remember your baptism? Were you, like Javier, led to baptism out of fear? Were you, like me, led to baptism before you even had a chance to know what was happening? Baptism is about identity. Who we are, whose we are, and who we are called to be. It's not about quantity. We're not interested in throwing holy water balloons at everyone within arm's reach. It's about quality. Our quality of life. Not how much money we have or how nice our house is, but the quality of our lives. What we do with the renewed life that Christ gives us each day. Disciples of Christ, remember that every good thing is indeed from above, that God has given us the word of truth so that we may bear fruit in our lives. Remember to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Remember that we are called to be doers of the word. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember who you are and to whom you belong. Alleluia. Amen.